Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just a little bit after 3 p.m. on a lovely Friday here in the Commonwealth. The spring days are tapering off and the summer is in the horizon. We are heading towards a beautiful weekend. Well, there could be a little rain tomorrow, but looks lovely Sunday for Father's Day as well.
And well, of course, Saturday. It has to rain.
It's at, you know which number in a row, which consecutive Saturday this will be.
Are we 8 on to lucky number 13?
13.
Goodness wow. Gracious.
13 straight Saturdays with rain in the forecast here in New England, in the Northeast. Crazy times indeed. Human sacrifice, cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria. Father's Day on Sunday as well. This is WEI Afternoons. You got Andy and Ted on vacation, respectively, for a couple of days and for a week in the Caribbean. So it's Mego, it's Ball Hawk, and your old pal Nick Stevens, a.k.a. Fitzy, here with you. And before we get to the three-point stance, which is, of course, our staple and tentpole bit in the 3 o'clock hour, Stiz, you hit me to the fact that the Red Sox just put out their lineup for the night. Do you have it accessible?
I do not. Do you? Sorry. You
perfect. Kinda... Nope. My bad. That's great.
But there were a couple surprises in there.
Oh, Dan Ball has it. Excellent. You know, I probably should have known to go to the baseball guy sitting to my immediate left, who sounds like he was born with a case of baseball voice. So, Dan Ball, do you have the lineup?
Yes, I do. I had it ready for trending. Might as well say it right now. The changes start right at the top, guys. Rob Refsnyder will lead off in left field. It's a lefty-righty matchup, but also Jaron Duran came up a little bit lame in the final game of the series against the Rays, so wonder if there's something going on there. Then you got Devers, your DH, Roman Gonzalez at first, Carlos Narvaez catching. Roman Anthony is in right field against the lefty, God willing. Trevor Story at short. Abraham Toro is at third, Sadon Rafaela in center, and then Christian Campbell at second. So no Duran, and unfortunately, as you mentioned off air, no Marcelo Meyer. What a reward that he gets for his performance.
You smacked two dingers in a thrilling 4-3 win against your division rival, the Tampa Rays, on a Wednesday night. Emotional win, gutsy effort from Walker Buehler, but two over 400-foot bombs from Marcelo Meyer, and your reward is to sit for the opener against the Yankees. Now, obviously, he played them when they went to Yankee Stadium recently, but the handsome factor went way down taking Meyer and Duran out of the lineup. But B, why do you think Cora would start the series off sitting a hot bat when the youth movement is obviously what's the buzz right now here at Fenway?
I'm not sure. I'll say with Jaron Duran that Chris Cotillo and Sean McAdam of Mass Live had predicted that Jaron Duran may have a scheduled day off against a left-handed pitcher at some point in this series, so with so many of them out there. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little unusual that would come a day after a scheduled day off for the entire team. So maybe it's a combination of what you were talking about, Dan, that he comes up a little gimpy on something and then this is a good time to have the scheduled day off. So I wouldn't like read super deeply into that, but I would guess that it's some combination of that going on there. With the Meyer stuff, I don't know. I think everybody will immediately jump to like, oh, they're not going to let him see left-handed pitchers. Here's my real question with that whole thing.
Go for it.
With the young guys and the left-handed pitchers, I think Lou Maloney is so smart on this. Like, I just love him on every broadcast. And when he talks about the kind of pitchers that you see these days in AAA and below, that they're, if they're great, they're just not going to stay there for a long time. So you're not seeing the quality of a left-handed pitcher you're going to see in the majors. My question is, when are these guys going to learn? When are they going to get the experience?
And how?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, wait, how does that happen? It may be the dumbest question.
Nope.
I don't know. It may be the dumbest question. I would just like to ask someone, like, have someone ask Cora, like, how is this development going to happen? Is Cora just not interested in this development of these young guys during the season he knows that they have to claw out of the place that they're in their division and put together wins, so he's just going to patch it together however it can? Because honestly, like, honest to God, someone tell me how the development's going to happen, or are you just going to do this for the rest of the year and hope at some point, like, it magically just poof, they can see a left-handed pitcher?
So this actually, we got a little bit into this with him on our Wednesday interview as well. And this is a point that Andy Hart's been making as well. Like, how are you expecting these kids to develop at the major league level? Because if they're going to be everyday players, they're going to have to face an awful lot of lefty relievers, but importantly, lefty starters, which of course the Yankees stacked the deck on this weekend with Yarbrough, Rodon, and Max Fried on Sunday night. The only way you get that experience is by getting immersed ankle first into the River Styx. Like, you have, it's trial by fire. This is the way it has to happen. I don't know why they're slow playing this. Like, you're committing to the youth movement now. These kids are obviously the future of the franchise. So go the likes of Campbell and most especially Anthony and Meyer. So go the Red Sox this year and for many years to come. So I don't understand why it's like, well, the lefty with the highest ERA is on the mound Friday night, and he doesn't really strike out a ton of people.
Just
so
seems like, I don't know.
Let's
throw him
let's
in the deep
him.
End. Sink or swim.
Right.
Maybe I'm dumb. Maybe there's analytics that, like, it's just they have some kind of plan that they have these guys on. But I honestly don't think that the organization has given us enough for us to trust that they have a plan. So my immediate knee-jerk reaction is just going to be, when are these guys going to get the experience? When are these guys going to get the experience? Because a lot of the guys that you've had in the lineup for this season have not been working out. So I'm a lot more interested in the kids getting the experience and quickly developing so they can be something.
The example that Cora gave you guys on Wednesday was Rafael Devers in 2018, platooned with Eduardo Nunez at third base, which was fair, and the measurables are similar. He was, I think, 21, 22 years old in that same vein.
Eduardo
was about
Eduardo Nunez, but I did not have that one on my bingo
card. There's a name, postseason hero, Eduardo Nunez. But so the measurables were the same, but we're talking about a 108 win team that won the World Series. Like, if this team was 10 games over 500, if we're talking about this series as a battle for first place in the American League East, and you think that you want to play the percentages and play the veteran against the tough lefty, I'll have that conversation with you. But in a year that seems like it's quickly becoming a developmental year where your kids have been the brightest spots, Mego, I cannot get behind it, because you're not actually developing in your developmental year.
And I see people chiming in on Twitch saying Cora said he's rotating the kids. Mm-hmm. And I heard that too. And I guess that's fine. I just feel like it's a super slow play, and they act like they're so concerned with when these kids are coming up from Worcester. And like, they're so precious about them, even though we've been waiting for literal years to see Marcelo Meyer.
Right.
Years.
The reason why
Marcelo Meyer, when you didn't have a freaking shortstop for two seasons, and now they're here and they can't even be an everyday player. Like, NBC Sports Boston had a story from an expert on prospects saying Meyer should be in there every day. Like, I don't know. I don't think they've given us enough reason to trust them on what they're doing. And if you want to rotate the kids, like, I guess that's a reason that you can give people right now and say that's the plan. I don't trust that it's the best one.
There's no discernible plan right now. And we talked about this throughout the week, but you didn't call Roman Anthony up because you wanted to. You called him up because Abreu got hurt. You did the same thing with Meyer when you called up Bregman. There's no evidence that you called them up because you thought they were major league ready. And now that they're here, you're going to treat them with kid gloves, no right. pun intended, and not actually allow them to continue their development and play by stunting how many times that they're physically on the field. That is just not a plan.
And by the way, like we
and
hear
now, Roman Anthony might get sent back down.
We've heard now
nuts.
There's a column over the weekend that Christian Campbell might get sent back down to AAA because they screwed him up and it's not working. And then you hear from Rob Bradford.
Bradfart doesn't work for
Rob Bradfart that you now I'm totally off. Rob Bradfart. Rob Bradfart. I'm sorry, Rob. I hope that doesn't haunt you. It can't be the first time that you've heard that.
Big deuce.
It can't be the first time that you've heard that.
Oh boy.
But you hear that Willie Abreu.
And quick, take the helm quick. My stomach hurts too much. Rob Bradfart. Do you know who's pulling the levers on the Red Sox? Sitting Marcelo Meyer and possibly sending Roman Anthony back to AAA?
Oh no.
Rob Bradfart. Come on. Honestly, if they send, I swear to God, we riot if they send Roman Anthony back when Abreu.
There's going to be a mutiny in the fan base. I don't know. It probably doesn't manifest itself in anything
people
that actually hurts the bottom line.
They're
going
to be going to the sausage guy across the street and dunking, putting the sausages in all top cocktails.
Why are you gripping your hand into a fist talking about sausages? Like, I'm so uncomfortable over
this.
This
show
and
is
then
loaded
you hear
with
from
drops
Rob
and it's only 3-4.
God, her voice is annoying. And then you hear from Rob Bradford. I thought you didn't have to hear her.
I think you even called him Rot
Bradford. Rot Bradford. And then you hear from Rob Bradford.
What a tough Bradford. Week for misspeaks. Poor Don Sweeney's been talking about getting plowed all week.
Oh, did you hear Rob? Did you hear Don Sweeney's misspeak
good
earlier?
Lord.
Stiz, do you have that again?
He said he got plowed?
Yeah.
Plowed and preased?
I am very plowed.
Thank you.
Okay, that's not that bad.
No, that was hardly Bradfarting.
That's no Rob Bradford.
That's outstanding. Boy, Mike Giardi, you're going to have a lot to live up to when you join us at 3:30, coming up in about 15 minutes time to talk some Patriots. But we do have to sneak in during this break. We do have to get to our three-point stances. As good as this debate has been on tonight's lineup, what they're doing, once again, if you didn't hear it, no Jaren Duran tonight, no Marcelo Meyer as well. They are both sitting against Ryan Yarbrough tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lefty starter. The Yankees stacked 3 straight lefty starters as well. Will Roman Anthony get sent down? Will Christian Campbell get sent down? My gosh, no wonder why, Dan Ball, you may have had one of the best three-point stances in recent days, where you said even if they do call up Roman Anthony this prior to the call-up this week, you don't trust the Red Sox development with him because they've been kind of basically improvising or doing development jazz with all these great prospects. All right, let's get to these three-point stances. Stanley, hit that intro, baby.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to 3.
Tatum puts up a 3. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick!
WEEI Afternoons.
And then you hear from Rob Reffert.
Thank you, Mago.
Oh, my God, Dan, I have people listening on the Odyssey app right now. You can listen to the show, any of our fantastic podcasts and more. Download the Odyssey app today, just like you can watch us at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Sending me laughing emojis, rolling on the floor laughing, can't stand it. Rob Bradfart, new legend at EEI.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Well, Rob Bradfart, ladies and gentlemen, will take us into today's three-point stance, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you've been called Rob Bradfart, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, or somewhere around there, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their stance, after which we will open up for debate with whatever time we have left. Our order today is Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then Megan Ottolini, then myself, Dan Ball. Fitzy, I ask you, my friend, are you ready?
You know, actually, Dan, considering that we're getting to the three-point stance about 10 minutes later than we usually do in the 3 o'clock hour, that and the fact that what I wanted to talk about was Father's Day as well, which we'll get to in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm actually going to defer. I will say that the debate therein around the lefties and, of course, tonight's lineup will have been my three-point stance. Good baseball dialogue from us. So I'm going to defer to Mego to start today, if you don't mind.
Mego, do you accept?
I do.
Okay. Well, are you ready?
Okay, I'm scared. Let's start.
Okay. Stiz, let's give her 60 seconds, which begin right now.
Okay, so there are several high-stakes scenarios this summer in Boston sports. Of course, we're seeing if the Red Sox can finally get back into the postseason. We're seeing what the Celtics are going to do with their roster, assuming the sale goes through mid-summer. We're seeing if Mike Vrabel is going to get off on the right foot with this team in training camp, especially compared to last year. But the highest stakes are for an unnamed local sculptor. Because we learned yesterday that before a preseason game, they're going to unveil the Tom Brady bronze statue. And not only is this such a lose-lose, I think, for this local artist, because this is commemorating the greatest quarterback of all time, so it's going to be such a high-profile statue. He also happens to be objectively one of the best-looking athletes that ever competed in professional sports.
No argument here.
So if you get a smidge of this guy wrong and everyone's going to expect that he has the helmet off because he's so handsome, you're screwed. Like, you're immediately the Cristiano, whatever his name is.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
But yeah, Ronaldo statue.
Rob Bradford.
And that. High stakes for that guy.
There are so many bad statues out there, Dan Ball.
How high stakes are the stakes?
They couldn't act. She's not wrong. They couldn't be higher. As a matter of fact, I would dare ask, Patriots fans, feel free to call in. Of course, you can text the show as well, 617-779-7937, the socials at WEEI, WEEI Afternoons. She's at Megan_Ottolini. I'm at Fitzy GFY. What would you say fans are anticipating with more vigor, Dan? Would you say that fans are looking forward to the debut of the Vrabel Patriots McDaniels offense 3.0 with Drake May against the Raiders, or are they looking forward to seeing this more? Because quite honestly, I think between the two, I'm looking forward to seeing the Brady statue. This is the last tribute. This is the last something. This is it. This buttons up the entire Tom Brady era with this final tribute, and they have a chance to do something spectacular. Because I have said, and this is a very much a Father's Day weekend emotional sports fan type of thing, sports is the ultimate emotional connective tissue. And I think for a lot of men, a lot of women, just fans in general, when they see the statue, when they go there, it should be emotional. Like, it should be perfect. It should be beautiful. It should be as beautiful as a Tom Brady comeback, as beautiful as a Tom Brady Super Bowl win, as beautiful as Tom Brady himself is. It should loom large over the stadium. I always joke that it should be bare minimum the size of the David and probably as grand as Christ the Redeemer, because Tom Brady was that important to New England, to Foxborough, to the Patriots, to me, to you, to everybody. So if they get this wrong and it looks like mutated, looked inside the wrong ark, drank from the wrong grail Tom Brady, people are going to be legitimately pissed. But if it's perfect and it's 12 feet tall and it looks like a fictional Superman statue looming over Metropolis in one of those movies, then I think people are going to see it and they're going to instantly look to it and be like, that's right, that reminds me of Super Bowl 51. My dad and I saw this game. We saw the Kenbrell Tompkins throw live, like 10 million people say. It needs to be awesome. It has to be, Mego. So you're right. The stakes on this are massive.
I think that no matter how good it might look, people are going to say that's fine. I think that's the best that you get out of something with this. People look at it and they go, that's fine. It's inoffensive. Thank you for making it inoffensive. Like, I think that's the best that you get if you're the artist. If I was some great talented sculptor and someone came to me and said, make the bronze statue of Tom Brady, I'd be like, hell no, dude. That's just going to get haters out of here everywhere. Like, there's so many different iterations of Brady that you can choose from. Somebody's going to get pissed off. Guaranteed. There's at least an 80% chance that when they unveil the statue, again, before a preseason game, which is weird.
Against your Commanders.
Against my Commanders. Midday Show hates it. Midday Show does an hour on how much they hate it.
You think so?
80% chance.
I think people need to see it. Like, here comes super... Here's still like the little sports fan in me, like the kid that just wants to believe, the guy that gets goosebumps when I talk about taking my kids to see the new Superman movie. Like, I want to believe in this. I want that to inspire greatness. I want this to inspire awe in people. I want this to make people remember the games they saw with their friends, where they sat and watched Super Bowls. Like, I hate to say it, like, you can't make it any bigger than it is. It's Tom effing Brady.
He's too handsome.
But he's also too legendary. He's too iconic.
He's too handsome to be a statue.
Seemingly perfect. Dan, what do you think? I know we talked about this with Tommy Curran a little bit yesterday. We'll get Mike Giardi's take in 10 minutes. So you could do just like Curran and I agreed that maybe the easiest thing would just be Tom Brady stepping back elegantly. Like he said, get a nice power base, football up with a helmet on.
Helmet on is the only way you can go.
I really like that. And I think you're free, or maybe he's mid throw, but then your non-throwing hand has a couple rings along his finger.
No. That's dorky. Can't do that.
Why?
You can't put the rings on when he's throwing a football. He would never do that.
I would never.
Well, I understand. I mean,
not canon.
How about Brady, like the fist, when he used to run down to the end zone and fist bump and yell, let's go, let's effing go.
That might make him look like Super Mario.
But then there was one.
Guys, I'm telling you. There's so many ways it can go wrong.
Somebody on Instagram, because there have been so many different mocks and variations already posted to social media. And yes, I was the idiot who put up the zombie Tom Brady courtroom sketch saying, like, this is the statue they should
be in front.
Because that was so great.
The best.
Zom Brady was my favorite of all time. But
you know the meme of him in the courtroom where he turns around and smiles? I think that should be the statue.
Somebody have you ever seen that iconic photo of Brady where he got up off the bench in a game and he had one of those winter parkas on?
Yeah.
Or like the coffin coats, and it was falling off of him and it looked like Superman's cape, and he has his helmet in his hand, and someone did a bronze statue mock-up of that. I saw it and I was like, 6 midnight. Like, that's like, do that. That would be incredible.
Too confusing.
That doesn't get a dorky.
People look at it and go, like, what is that? A cloud behind him?
No, it's Superman. It's Tom
Brady. Rob Bradford.
Look, it's a sky. It's a deficit. It's the fourth quarter.
Wow, so this really is a no win for you.
I'm telling you guys, like, there's critics everywhere. This is going to be the most criticized piece of art in Boston. Oh
my, all right. I'm all twisted up like an emotional pretzel and up in my face.
Greater Boston.
Dan.
I feel bad for the sculptor. This isn't Koozie out in Worcester. Like, God bless. I was there for that statue.
Bobby Orr one is amazing.
That one's perfect.
I know. Can it be as
Bobby Orr wasn't known as like the most handsome man who ever slung the football.
Fans, do you think it's possible to get the Tom Brady statue right? Which version would you like to see? Give us a call. We'll weave those in momentarily. 617-779-7937. Dan Ball will get into your three-point stance in just a few moments. Mike Giardi coming up in a few minutes from Boston Sports Journal. Boy, do we have a lot of burning Patriots questions for him. Now, he's handsome enough that if they did a 12-foot-tall Mike Giardi statue, people would probably ogle that as well.
Well, Andy would. You know, yes. There's at least one.
And you know what it would also have? It would have a dispenser of his cologne because he always smells.
Which good. Apparently is the most defining quality of Mike Giardi, as I've come to hear. Never met this guy before, but I know how he smells.
What's creepier, talking about one of your sports pals' scent or being over 30 and getting in an autograph line?
Definitely the scent.
I thought so as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.